greenwashed. Can we trust companies that claim to be saving the planet? A green logo is easy to design. A green business is much harder to build. A billboard shows a waterfall cutting through untouched forest. Step behind it, and a factory pumps black smoke into the sky. The image is fake, but the trick it represents is very real. Companies increasingly promote themselves as protectors of the planet, even while their operations tell a different story. This gap between image and reality has a name: greenwashing. Greenwashing happens when a company spends more effort appearing sustainable than actually becoming sustainable. A drink brand may boast that its bottles are 100% recyclable, yet less than 10% of all plastic ever produced has actually been recycled worldwide. A coffee chain may promote reusable cups while selling roughly 8 billion disposable cups every single year. Consumers, eager to make responsible choices, often cannot tell the difference between genuine change and clever marketing. The numbers are striking. One major review of environmental claims found roughly half were vague, exaggerated, or unsupported by evidence. One automaker famously marketed clean diesel engines, later found to secretly cheat emissions tests on nearly 11 million vehicles, a scandal costing over $30 billion that shook public credibility in green marketing. Not every environmental claim is dishonest. Some companies invest seriously in sustainability, publishing data and inviting audits of their transparency. Others argue every brand should be held accountable, since the planet cannot tell intention from empty promises. If a label can say almost anything, who decides what green really means? The company, the customer, or someone else entirely?